From NPR News in Washington, I'm Winsor Johnston. President Obama is in Michigan today, where he's expected to help announce the expansion of a truck engine plant near Detroit. The president and Detroit Diesel will unveil a $100 million investment at a factory in Redford Township. The money will be used to expand transmissions and axles. 6 weeks after Hurricane Sandy, shore communities in New York and New Jersey are racing to rebuild their boardwalks before next summer. NPR's Margo Adler reports the reasons are financial as much as sentimental.
Shoreline communities have always relied on tourism as an economic engine, and Seaside Heights, immortalized in the reality show Jersey Shore and now noteworthy for the roller coaster that fell into the ocean during the hurricane, the mayor says 75% of the town's economy comes from tourism. The boardwalk is key. He estimates it will take $10 to $12 million to rebuild the boardwalk, and the town is currently taking bids. The town of Belmar has approved $20 million to rebuild its boardwalk. Seagirt, Asbury Park, and Point Pleasant Beach are also planning to rebuild. Some of the new boardwalks may be concrete or synthetic. Some officials say wooden boardwalks are problematic. Many use wood from endangered rainforests. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
The final House race of the 2012 elections is done. Louisiana Congressman Charles Boustany has defeated fellow Republican Congressman Jeff Landry in a runoff, NPR's Esfi Date reports.
Boustany and Landry were forced to run for the same seat after the state lost a House member due to slow population growth. When the new lines were drawn, the two incumbents were put into the same Southeast Louisiana district. Neither received a majority of the vote on November 6th. Boustany won Saturday's runoff 61% to 39% to earn his fifth term. The runoff does not change the partisan balance in the House. Republicans will hold a 234 to 201 advantage when the new Congress takes office January 3rd. Esfi Date, NPR News.
Parts of Minnesota have been crippled by a slow-moving storm that has dumped at least 16 inches of snow in some areas. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Taggart says only flurries are in today's forecast, but the Twin Cities will have colder than normal wind chills.
0 to 10 below zero around the Twin Cities, a little bit colder out in the west, probably averaging about 10 to 20 below zero.
Nearly 600 vehicle crashes have been reported in the state. Lieutenant Eric Raske of the Minnesota State Patrol says many drivers were still calling for help this morning.
In the Twin Cities metro area, the morning commute has been very busy. We still have a number of crashes, vehicles spinning out. So we're still dealing with a high volume of calls.
Dozens of flights to and from the Twin Cities have been canceled. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 20 points. This is NPR. Major French cosmetics retailer Sephora has won the right to keep its flagship Paris store open past 9:30 p.m. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that French unions want to curb night and Sunday work.
Paris's Champs-Élysées Boulevard remains hopping after shops in other areas have closed, so stores generally stay open until midnight. But Sephora's unions contested, saying employees were being pressured to work undesirable shifts. Sephora countered with a full-page newspaper ad saying more than a fifth of its sales were at night and cutting back the hours threatened jobs. A Paris court ruled in its favor, but the battle rages over nocturnal and Sunday work. Stores are allowed to open only 5 Sundays a year in France unless they're located in a specific tourist area. President François Hollande says he wants to reform French labor laws and increase French competitiveness, but unions say closing Sunday preserves a cherished way of life where workers have a common day off to spend with their families. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The European Union was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize today. Officials accepted the award, saying their organization has helped many countries on the continent rebuild after World War II. European Union Commission President José Manuel Barroso says the EU must continue to fight for human rights, as with the conflict in Syria, which he calls a stain on the world's conscience.
As a community of nations that has overcome war and fought totalitarianism, we will always stand by those who are in pursuit of peace and human dignity.
The prize money of $1.2 million will be given to projects that help children in struggling war zones. I'm Winsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.